KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have cloudy skies, 35 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking for it to be cloudy today with a mixture of light rain or snow and a high of 37 with east-southeast winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. The Nishta Valley Family YMCA in Atlantic has received a Strengthening Communities grant in the amount of $33,000 for renovation of the racquetball court. The project will transform underutilized areas of the building into useful program space that would fulfill two community needs: child care space and expansion of its healthy living area, which helps current and future members of the Y live healthier and more productive lives. Atlantic was among nine communities across the state that were awarded a share of $1.25 million in creative placemaking grants to build projects and strengthen communities from the Iowa Department of Cultural Affairs. Funding comes from two creative placemaking programs, Iowa Great Places and Strengthening Communities, which are made possible by the Iowa Legislature's Rebuild Iowa Infrastructure Fund. And with the commitment of the Iowa Legislature, the state of Iowa has invested nearly $21 million in a total of 44 designated Iowa Great Places over the past 15 years, leveraging millions more in local and private investment. The Atlantic City Council has a busy agenda for their first meeting of this new year. Tonight, at the first stop, the council will hold a public hearing on the status of the city's facade improvement project. City Administrator John Lund notes that a municipality cannot accept $411,110 in money from the federal government and not expect some red tape to be a part of that bargain. The hearing will satisfy the CDBG grant's requirements. Afterward, the council will receive a presentation from CADCO Executive Director Jen McIntaffer and Atlantic Area Executive Chamber Director Bailey Smith with regard to a marketing video commissioned for the city that's entitled What You See Is What You Get. A report will be also received from the Atlantic Parks and Rec Department Director Brian Rasmussen. He'll highlight some of the key department accomplishments over the past year and his goals for 2021. The council will then act on approving or renewing a mutual aid agreements for fire protection services with the cities of Marnie and Lewis. The specific agreement is renewed every 5 years and ensures that if either department is in need, the other department will aid with the equipment and personnel. In other business, the council is expected to act on passing a resolution approving the transfer of funds for the second quarter of the fiscal year 2020-21. The city routinely transfers money between 67 of its separate funds as a budget component and reconciles accurate cost accounting with a desire to create transparency on what's being spent in each of the fund line items. The Atlantic City Council is also expected to act on approving an order making First Whitney Bank as the city's official bank and act on approval of the designating the Atlantic News-Telegraph as the legal publication for 2021. Their meeting in the council's chambers at City Hall begins at 5:30. The Iowa Department of Public Health today, as of just before 7 a.m., reported there were 2,786 new confirmed cases of COVID-19 and test results that had been received since 10 a.m. Tuesday, for a pandemic total to date of 289,465. Yesterday, they had reported 8 additional deaths for a total of 3,999. Now, there are 91 current COVID-19 outbreaks in long-term care facilities in the state. That's 9 less than reported yesterday. Those outbreaks account for 3,560 of Iowa's current positive cases, and COVID-19 outbreaks at LTCs account for 1,139 of the state's total deaths. Hospitalizations are up from 582 on Tuesday to 604 today, and this positivity rate is up from 13.4% on Tuesday to 14.1% today. Here in our listening area, some of the counties that have increases in their positive cases include Cass County with 16 for a total now of 1,081. Adair County has 4 more cases, Audubon County 2 more, Guthrie County has 7 more. There are 5 more cases in Harrison County. Also, Montgomery County reporting an increase of 9 positive COVID cases. Pottawatomie County has 74 more. Shelby County has 5 and Union County has 7. In our funeral announcements, Rex Noland, age 78, of Adair, died December 28th in Des Moines. Funeral services for Rex Noland will be today at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Adair. Hockenberry Funeral Home in Adair has the arrangements. Marilyn Farote, age 91, of Greenfield, died Thursday in Greenfield. Funeral services for Marilyn Farote will be held today at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Leanne Hannah Davis, age 85, of Harlan, died December 29th. Graveside services for Leanne Davis will be held today at 1 o'clock at Memorial Park Cemetery in Council Bluffs, with Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan in charge of the arrangements. Paul Toodles Linen, Sr., age 94, of Harlan, died December 25th. A mass of Christian burial for Paul Linen, Sr. will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at St. Mary, Our Lady of Fatima Catholic Church in Portsmouth. Pauly Jones Funeral Home of Harlan has arrangements. Janet Schwenke, age 87, of Messina, died Friday in Omaha. Funeral services for Janet Schwenke will be tomorrow at 11 o'clock at Messina Baptist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Messina has arrangements. Michael Francis Hoffman, age 73, of Exira, died Sunday. Funeral services for Michael Hoffman will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Odie Funeral Home in Manning. Jean Held, age 89, of Fontenelle, died December 30th in Greenfield. Private, immediate family-only services for Jean Held will be on Saturday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. The service will be live-streamed on Emmanuel Lutheran's Facebook page. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has the arrangements. Joy Green, age 97, of Fontenelle, died Sunday. A private family funeral service for Joy Green will be held at Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle, is assisting the family. Jenny Nino, age 89, of Adair, died Monday at the Cass County Hospital. Funeral services for Jenny Nino are pending, and Hockenberry Family Care of Adair is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.